Into your head, into your mind, out of your soul, race through your veins. You can't escape, you can't escape. Hi, welcome to Decom Divas with Jana, and I have a very special in-person guest. Welcome to the show, Vivian.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. I've been wanting to have you on for a long time because every time I post about the podcast on Facebook, you're the first person to like it.
Yeah.
And you love Disney. So I was like, I don't know why I didn't ask you earlier. Yeah. And it's kind of everything lined up well because now it's like Halloween season. And yeah, you're a fan of Halloween, right?
Look at the room.
Yeah.
I love Halloween.
Yeah.
I dress up the house. I have a graveyard out front.
I know. I noticed that when I was walking up. It was so cute.
I always dress up. It doesn't matter how old I am.
Yeah. Do you have a plan for your costume this year?
So this year is a 1950s Princess Jasmine that I put together a few years back.
That's so fun. Yeah. Oh my God. So
that'll be cute.
Yeah. That'll
be, you know, pulling it out of the garage.
Is she one of your favorite princesses?
She is my favorite.
Yeah.
My number one.
That's my boyfriend's favorite princess.
Oh,
and
really?
I think it's because she's so pretty.
Oh.
But it's funny, growing up, Aladdin was always my favorite prince.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of like works.
He was my
like
favorite
that.
Prince. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think he's the cutest.
He is. He's handsome.
And he's like, I feel like a lot of them are really boring and he has like a personality
yes.
and a story.
Well, and yeah. it's his movie, right?
Yeah.
Like there was the other princes, those weren't their movies,
is
right?
So you didn't get to see their. Is there any who has his own movie or?
I mean, you could say like Hercules. He's
oh,
really
true.
A prince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a god.
Yeah. All the other princes are the companion to the princess. It
yeah.
was never their movie. So you never got yeah. to see their personality.
Did
yeah.
you like the live
the
action one?
Oh, it was cute.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a cute, like, change to the original. I mean, I'm partial to
yeah.
the original.
Yeah.
The visuals were stunning.
Oh, but cool. What did you think of? Is Will Smith really the only, like, name that's in the movie? Or was there someone else in it that, like, was famous? That was well-known, I should say.
No, I mean, well, outside of Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was he in it?
It was okay. I mean, he's no Robin Williams. But
yeah,
nobody's
yeah.
a Robin
no
Williams.
No one's Robin
It's so
Williams.
Hard to, like,
yeah.
And he wasn't replacing him. He was yeah. making the genie, like, his own. So
oh,
I think it was a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a good choice.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
What do you think of all these, like, live-action remakes of, like, the animated Disney? Does it depend on
I'm
the
not
one?
A fan.
Okay, do you think there's
no,
way too many?
I think it, yeah. I think we should just leave them alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like have you seen the Little Mermaid one?
Yeah. I haven't yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I really liked it. I liked it a lot because they did different things with it and they added new songs.
Okay.
And I like, what's her name?
Hallie.
Yeah, yeah. Halle Bailey. She's beautiful and she had a great
yeah.
voice.
Okay.
And she, same with like, well, so she made the character her own. It wasn't just like
okay.
her trying to be the original Ariel. So it was cool, but we'll get into it.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
so
yeah,
much
yeah.
to talk about.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll start off with Vivian. How did we meet?
How did we meet? Okay, so we met, how many years ago was
I think
that?
2021, 2 years ago.
Okay, so 2 years
yeah.
ago, we were both in a musical called Miss You Like Hell.
Yes.
Which our mutual friend Ashley,
yes.
you've had on the show.
And
well.
My friend Karshina, yeah. That
yeah.
show, and my friend Sean, who hasn't come on the show yet. TikTok. but that was really fun and, like, probably the most, like, meaningful like show I've ever
yeah.
been in because I usually do silly stuff and that had like a very strong
very
message.
Deep
yeah.
content yeah.
How did you feel about being in it, especially with your character being so
I appreciated like, the message. It was
yes.
a very strong message that
yeah.
needed to get out there, especially during COVID
yeah.
and just like the past 10 years, the things that the country has been struggling with, and especially
yeah.
since we're in San Diego.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't know what Miss You Like Hell is, look it up.
Yes. Yeah.
you can read about it.
Yeah.
So it was a really strong message, and I was happy and proud to be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a really good show and really fun to be a part of, and it was definitely like, it was heavy for sure.
It was.
I think it's not like the joyful.
It did have its light. Points,
it did. It was
though.
Very. Your
yeah.
character was very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried.
Yeah. You did a really good
but
job.
But she had her struggles, right? Like, so
yeah.
she had her like really dark, like deep moments. And,
did you have a hard time getting into that or were you like?
I have to say the harder parts to get into
mm-hmm.
were like the sassy Latina mom, you know, because
yeah.
like my mom's not like that.
Oh yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily like that,
mm-hmm.
but the easy parts that I was able to really like glom onto was being a mom and the emotional parts of having a child separated from
you.
So that was the easiest part.
Yeah, you always sit
the saddest part, the most emotional part. But like, I'm not really like a sassy Latina mom who's, you know, single and cusses around my kid.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, you know, like.
Yeah, well, it's funny because when I, in this sex. Happened, I know, I remember you saying that that was the hardest part, but when I met you, it's weird when you first meet people because in a sense, it's, you're meeting them as their character. And then the more the show went on, I was like, oh, Vivian's nothing like this. But so more about you. And your life.
Okay.
So where are you from? What's your story?
Oh, geez. Well, my parents were in the Air Force.
So, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay, cool.
So I was actually born while they were stationed in Spain.
Oh,
so my brother and I were born in Spain.
Where in Spain?
Madrid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then after that, they were stationed in Germany. Mm-hmm. And then they got stationed in California.
Oh, cool.
Redlands.
Mm-hmm.
And
then, interesting. Redlands.
Yeah.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then my mom retired a year before my dad. So then when she retired, we moved to South Florida, which is where they are from.
Oh, okay. Nice.
They're both Cuban. They moved to South Florida when they were young.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually where they mostly grew up. And then so it's technically quote unquote home.
Yeah. Like,
and then my dad retired a year later, and then he moved back with us in South Florida. And so then I grew up in South Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went to Orlando for school. And then
you spent a lot of time at Disney World.
I had an annual pass.
And that is all so the time. Fun. Yeah.
And then when I graduated, like a year later, I think I spent another year in Orlando, and then I moved to LA.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Because I studied music. And I tried to break into the music industry.
Yes, I know. We were just having a long conversation about them. Yeah.
I did some things here and there, but it was really hard to make it a professional career.
Yeah.
So I just had like my full-time job and I did it on the side. And then several years later, my now husband started dating, but he was living in San Diego.
Yeah.
And
So did you guys date when he was like on a trip to LA or something?
So no. He went to school at the University of Florida.
Oh.
With my cousin.
Oh, so you guys didn't meet when you were both in Florida. Well, Florida's a big state. Yeah.
Yeah. But my cousin's from Florida, right? Mm-hmm. So they went to school together in the theater department. He was doing his master's program, getting an MFA, and she was her undergrad. And he moved back to San Diego. She went to LA to be an actress. And she introduced us.
Aww.
But he was in San Diego and I was in LA.
Yeah.
So after a few years of dating, we decided to move in together.
Long distance. LA to San Diego.
It's like 2 hours. Yeah. It's not a big deal. Yeah. So after 2 years, decided to move to San Diego.
Yeah.
And then just live in San Diego. And then we've been together since. We got married. Aww. We had a kid.
Yeah.
We had a new house. Yeah.
How do you like your San Diego life versus LA?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Much better. Sorry for
no offense to LA listeners.
In LA.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess we'll get into like your relationship with Disney and Disney Channel and stuff like that. What does Disney Channel mean to you? Did you watch it a lot when it was in its prime, which I would say is late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah. So like I said, I grew up overseas,
yeah.
right? The first 8 years of my life.
It was 8 years. Okay.
First 8 years.
So for some reason, I thought you like were born and grew up in Miami. Okay.
Yeah, no. First 4 years in Spain, first 4 years in Germany.
Yeah.
But obviously Disney was a global phenomenon, right?
Yeah.
So like I had all the VHS tapes. At that time, Disney Channel didn't exist.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of like ABC and like Disney movies running on TV and like recording them on VHS tape. And I had the whole Disney Classics collection.
Yeah.
My life was Disney growing up for sure. I had just like dolls and toys and clothes and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know when Disney Channel started, but we moved to the States and then we got cable, I guess. And then Disney Channel started, but before we got cable and I got Disney Channel, I was like an ABC, Disney Afternoon, one like Saturday morning TGIF girl.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'd have to say I was a little bit older when we finally got cable and I was watching Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. So like what I remember really watching on Disney Channel is maybe the later stuff. So like Hannah Montana.
Oh, Oh, okay.
Was later for me. I'm mm-hmm. like 10 years older than you are.
I'm 29.
I'm 40.
Oh, okay. So
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So something like that. 11 years.
More vividly remember the 90s.
Yes.
Which I'm really jealous of.
Which you don't.
Well, because I was born in 94. Yes, like, and so even though I feel a strong connection to it, I remember being in kindergarten because I was in kindergarten turn of like the 2000s. So I remember the 90s, but not as well as like, you know, you got to.
Oh, no, that's my time. Like, yeah, it was just awesome. If a song plays, I remember where I was or what grade I was in. When it was, yeah.
That's like, so yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm like a DuckTales. Tailspin, Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Love it, yeah.
Like that, those are my core cartoons.
Yeah.
And I've even, like, introduced those to my son. Oh, he loves Chippendale love Rescue that. Rangers.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Do you think he notices that, oh, wait, this is older than, or do you
think he does. Okay. He kind of, like, loses interest at some points, but he really does like Chippendale. And he loves to hear the songs. Like, he has a playlist, and they're all on his playlist. When we went to Disneyland, like, he was really excited to see Chippendale. Even though they weren't dressed as Rescue Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
He was still, like, excited to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my era. It wasn't until I would say late high school or when I started going to college, mm-hmm. which was a community college, so I still lived at home.
Yeah.
Right. And I probably watched a lot of TV at that time, is when I started like watching Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then even through college, I was still watching like Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
And I wrote them down. Let's say Even Stevens, so a little bit of Lizzie McGuire.
Yes.
You and I talked about Pepper Ann and Dave the Barbarian.
Yeah, because there were some very underrated cartoons of like the mid-2000s that are like, Dave the Barbarian. Did you ever see Brandy and Mr. Whiskers?
I do remember that, but I remember Dave the Barbarian was like hilarious.
It really
and
was.
And it only lasted like a season, which is really sad.
It's unfortunate when things that are very funny, like they just don't catch on with people because you're like, this is like well written. Like, I don't know what people aren't seeing in this, but whatever. Yeah.
So I don't know if it was because like people were transitioning through like those phases of their life. Like me, I was in college and I was watching that cartoon. But like we're 6 year olds watching that? I don't know.
I thought it was really funny. Yeah. I was into it, but I mean, I know I'm not everyone. So it's unfortunate when things go out, but it's fine. I mean, they always had, like, reruns. Like when Lizzie McGuire stopped being on, there was reruns for, like, 7 years after that.
Right.
Like, it took them a long time to stop playing it. And I think, like, that's how a lot of shows live on.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know that I watched a lot of those reruns. Because at some point when I finished at the community college and moved up to Orlando to go to school, I think I wasn't watching as much.
Oh, okay. Because I mean, you don't have access to cable like you do when you're at home.
We did, but I was like barely home.
Yeah.
Right. Like I think I watched in the morning, like when I was getting dressed.
Yeah.
And then I'd leave the house and then I'd go to school and then I'd go to work and then maybe hang out with friends after that. So like I wasn't watching as much TV at that point.
What's a fun, like a movie, when you think of college, what's a movie that you think of as like defining that time for you?
Oh, geez. I remember like my roommates and I, we were all Disney fans.
Yeah.
So like anytime a Disney movie would come to the theater, we would go watch. But I remember we made like a big hullabaloo over like Pirates of the Caribbean.
The first one?
The first
one.
Oh,
nice.
And we all like dressed up like
as
pirates. I think I even have a picture.
How
like,
cute.
And they have like some big display at the theater, and I have a picture of all of us like standing in front of it. I remember Disney World would, if there was a big movie coming out, they would do like a big scene or something at the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a picture of us sitting in front of like this big like Narnia scene.
Oh,
it looked
cute.
Like a winter wonderland.
Oh, I
but,
forget
like,
that that was
in
Disney.
Orlando.
Yeah.
The first two, I think, are Disney, and then it moved on to
maybe that's why I'm like thinking it's not Disney. Okay, that makes sense. How many Narnia movies are there? Like five?
There's three.
Three, okay, cool.
of that series.
Yeah,
like with Ben Barnes and those kids. But there was like a BBC version.
I remember watching that, the like it's so much more low budget.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny to see the contrast,
but it was interesting because it's like the only version that has all the books.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
are most of the books.
But oh,
there's supposed
to
be a Netflix series coming out. Yeah.
On Disney Plus? Or I guess
no,
not
Netflix,
really.
I think.
Oh,
I think
Netflix.
It's Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Okay. One, Disney World or Land? Which one do you prefer? Because you've had a lot of experience with both.
Yes.
Now that you've lived in Florida and California.
I used to say world just because there was like so much to do.
Yeah. But
land is, it's got something special. I mean, like Walt built it. He put like very specific personal touches to everything. It's just nostalgic because of that.
Yeah.
World has a lot to do and there's like more space and you could probably enjoy your time better.
Yeah.
because it's not as crowded.
Yeah.
But like when you look at like finishing touches or like facades and stuff, they're just like not quite as detailed.
Yeah.
As at Disneyland.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I've been in Disney World once. I went 2 years ago. It was because my whole childhood, I begged my parents, take us. But it's like taking a whole family to Florida is not super realistic. So I went as an adult and I still had a blast. And yeah, my favorite thing about it is like, I'm like, I'm not waiting an hour to get on to every ride.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is really nice. Like if I could go there more often, I would. But you're right. There is something like special that you don't feel as much when you're there as you do at Disneyland.
Yeah. It feels more like a theme park over there. And here it's like a very personal experience.
Yeah. Oh, I have a question. Are you not into scary stuff?
I love Halloween. I'm not into like horror.
You don't like being like people jumping at you and screaming.
Jump scares. Yeah. No. Yeah. I like spooky. I like thriller.
Yeah.
I like ghosty. Like that's what, yeah. I don't horror. I don't like blood. I think it's unnecessary.
Okay. That is fair. You like the kind of campy part of Halloween better than the like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like the realistic like part. Like,
yeah.
What is realistic?
Yeah.
Which is like chainsaws killing you.
Yeah. I'm getting more. I feel like I have a lot of friends who are into horror that I'm trying to get into. But growing up, I didn't like it because I it's too much of a scaredy cat. So I totally understand.
Mine is more spooky. I like spooky.
Yeah. It's fun. Do you feel like you're more so that way now than when you have a kid, or have you always not like
I've always been like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm not a big like gore fan.
Yeah, it's a lot. But so I guess we'll kind of move on to the movie-ish. So we're talking about maybe this is the first time I've done this. We're talking about Twitches 1 and 2 because you guys, you know, listeners know I try to plan things in order, but like if I would have done this in order, I would have done Twitches in like April. And I was like, no, I'm going to save this for Halloween. It's a Halloween movie. And I was like, why don't I do both of them? Because that's just how it worked out. And I think I sent you a list of them and I had a feeling that you would want to do a Halloween one. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh yeah, I love Tia and Tamara, which I'm like so excited about because I was such a, what were they to you?
I loved Sister.
Yeah.
Loved it because they're a few years older than me.
Mm-hmm. I think they're 45 now. I just checked it.
Yes, and I'm 40, but they were playing my age
At that time. So they played a lot younger?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they were playing 5 years younger.
Yeah, because when the show started out, because I've been watching that show again because I love that show. Such good characters. So funny. And they start out, I think they're like 15 when they like meet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess older. They would have been 20.
Yeah.
Which they, in this movie, I think they're playing younger too.
Yeah, because they were 20.
It's supposed to be 21 at the beginning, but I don't know how old they were.
And I was 22, so I guess they were playing about their age.
Okay.
But, yeah, so they did mean a lot to me because I did love – I watched from beginning to end and reruns. Like, I loved Sister.
I did, too.
That was a big one for me.
Yeah.
And I just loved them, and they, like – when they had their curly hair, like,
were you upset when they went? They straightened.
I wasn't upset because it was always something that like I wanted to do too. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I have super curly hair.
She does. Yeah, she's beautiful hair.
So when they rocked their curls, it was always like, I love those curls. And then when they straightened their hair, I was always like, oh, well, your hair looks great straight too. Like,
yeah.
And then anytime that I would straighten my hair, I always wished it looked like that, and it didn't.
Yeah.
But that's because. They're doing something else.
They got a hit those. Yeah.
And so, like, in this first Twitches movie,
Tamara has curly hair.
And then I was disappointed that she went straight.
I noticed that, too, because I watched them in the same day, and I was like, oh, they both are straight hair now, which is interesting. And it's funny, and I guess we'll get more into this, but so Tia and Tamara on Sister played – the characters
long
are very
–
long lost who met
twins
at a store, which is how they meet
in
this. Okay, I was about to say notice
too.
That.
It's
literally
the same premise, except
it
for
is. And which I'm like, how many times do you even play long lost twins? It's funny how often that's the plot line in movies, and I mean that just doesn't happen in real life. Like people tend to not separate twins, like,
and live in the same city.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So that they happen to run into each other.
Yeah.
in the plot of Twitches, that was on purpose, though, so that they would meet each other at some point.
Because
so
that's they how they set it up. Vanquish the darkness. Yeah. Because they, yeah, it's, but this, what was I saying? It's funny how similar their characters are, sister versus like this mm-hmm. movie. Like there's like a kind of serious, hardworking one that comes from like a lower income and then a spoiled rich one, which is exactly what sister was.
And when, I don't remember if it was the same. Like, was Tia the same personality
in
that
one? Because Tia grew up with Lisa, and then Tamara grew up with Ray, and Ray was rich and had this big house. And,
that's so funny. That's and literally.
Yeah. And I, which is, I like, was doing some research, and I found out they were supposed to play the opposite characters, but Tia and Tamara were like, no, let's switch it. And I wonder if that was, they just were like, this is easier because it's more similar. Uh-huh. And also,
maybe that's how they kind of are in real life.
Like, maybe, I've like done, okay, so they had a reality show that like I think I watched a little bit of it, like, because now they don't act much.
No, they just do.
Yeah.
I think they might do like, don't quote me, Hallmark or Lifetime.
Yeah, which like that's, their acting style bodes well to that. Yeah. But yeah, there, I feel like a lot of people, I don't know if you've noticed this as much as like Disney personalities from back in the day are now like have podcasts or like they're more YouTube personalities than they're actors.
TV hosts.
Yeah, which is like, I mean, get the work where you can. It's fine. Yeah. It's funny how now, I mean, this is exactly what I'm doing. People capitalize on nostalgia so much.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about that? Do you think it gets a bit much, or are you like, nah, I love it?
I'm kind of enjoying it. I just started listening to another podcast for another rewatch show that I love.
Wait, what is the podcast?
Felicity.
Oh, okay.
It's called Felicity Was Here.
Oh, that's super
shout out
cute.
To them. They only had 3 episodes so far, but I was thinking about it recently. I was like, I wonder if there's a Felicity podcast. I don't know that I could start one, but I could totally be on one.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Because I rewatched Felicity so much.
Let's put it out there.
So well, and so I went looking, and there was like a few, and there was one that is fairly new, and I was just listening to it yesterday. So I don't know. I'm kind of liking that. I don't know if I can rewatch everything while they're talking, but because I like know Felicity so well, I knew exactly what they were talking about in every episode.
Yeah.
I also listened to Pod Meets World.
Oh yeah, the Boy Meets World one. Yeah.
Yeah, which is really great.
No, I'm huge on rewatch. I listened to one that was about Even Stevens. I listened to one about Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. There is a Lizzie McGuire rewatch one with the guy who plays Matt and the girl who plays Claire, which is kind of random. Claire was not a big character. I don't know. How well do you know Lizzie McGuire?
Not as well.
Okay.
But I know that that's a big one for you because she was a fashionista.
Do you have any opinions on Hilary Duff, or are you just
I
don't
love
know
her.
Okay, cool.
She's precious. I listened to her music when she became a little pop star. I started watching How I Met Your Father.
Oh, yeah. I have not watched it
yet. I didn't think it was great, but it actually seems like, I see it as like a grown-up Lizzie McGuire show.
Do you feel like the character
without the inner monologue cartoon?
Yeah. Is the character similar?
Yeah, I feel like it's a grown-up Lizzie McGuire.
I will say this about Hilary Duff, and I hate she plays a lot of the same. Well, she's like a girl next door. Like, that's what she's really good at doing. I don't think, like, Hilary Duff is a super over-the-top actor. I think that's why people like her. It's because she's relatable.
Actress. She just is.
Yeah, she's a star, But because I was a big How I Met Your Mother fan.
So was I.
Okay.
That's why I started watching it. Plus, I liked her.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know.
It doesn't. Yeah. What I've seen, it doesn't capture the charm of it. And I hate to say that. But I think I watched, like, I always say this, and this is the stupidest thing ever. I watched How I Met Your Mother when I was single, and I was like, ooh, I'm such a Ted Mosby. I'll never find love.
That was
like
my Felicity.
Really?
I was going through a breakup.
Oh, yeah. And that's how you got to go.
And it was like on syndication.
Yeah.
Like constant, like every night it was playing like 3 hours episodes of Felicity. And so I was going through a breakup, and this was before I went to Orlando, like the summer before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just watching episode after episode after episode. And I was like, this is going to be my college life when I go up to Orlando. I'm going to experience all of this. So,
was that what it was like?
No, I didn't have an experience like that at all. Yeah. But it just, I had to like tell myself, like, things will be different. Things will be better. Things will be, there'll be lots of experiences and changes. And you're going to college. You're going off to college. It's fine. You're going to, So, But I mean, going back to Hillary, I love Hillary. I think she's adorable.
She is. She's such a nice person. And do you have anyone like that who is like you loved? Like, a big pop star. Or
like Disney Channel wise?
Any better actor or anyone you still love.
Well, Mariah Carey's my number one. Mm. For life.
Yeah.
I don't care how outrageous she gets.
Do you like, okay, I was, I watch videos of her. She says such funny things. Like,
she does.
I like how high maintenance she
is. She's a diva.
She is.
And she's earned it.
Yeah.
She deserved it. She is number one diva.
Yeah. Did she inspire your singing?
She did.
Okay.
She was my number one growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hold a candle to her. Like, she's...
Oh, my God. Vivian has a gorgeous voice.
The most amazing singer in the world. She has an ability that no one else has. Mm-hmm. She has just inspired me.
Yeah.
And inspired, like, the style of singing that I like.
Yeah.
Right? And she's just my forever number one.
Yeah.
But, like, the Disney Channel kids. Like,
yes.
Even though I was, like, an adult in college watching these tiny children on TV. I always liked Miley.
Yeah.
Demi is a big one for me.
Oh,
because
cool.
Demi has a phenomenal singing voice.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No matter her ups and downs, she's got a phenomenal singing voice.
Yeah.
High School Musical was a big one for me. So I mostly like the musical movies. So, like, High School Musical and Camp Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Ally and AJ.
I was going to ask you because they have a song in this movie. And I was like, I wonder if Vivian.
Wrote it down.
Okay.
Perfect.
I was like, they were great.
That's Rush.
Yes.
I was going to mention that.
Okay.
Too
it's called Rush or Get Into the Rush, the song that's on this.
I thought it was.
Maybe it is called Rush.
I thought it was like Into the Rush. And then I looked it up and it was just
Rush.
Rush.
Okay. So, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I heard it right away and I was like, Ally and AJ. Yeah. I love Ally and AJ.
I like them because
they're
like,
a little older
they're...
too. I think Ally's my age. So
now she's brunette. This is her hair now. What do you like better, blonde or brunette?
Blonde.
Yeah, it's more her. She's beautiful, but how I remember. She's 34. Okay.
Oh, she's 34.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's awesome. Ooh, she's tall. Okay, now I'm getting too, like, into this. I like their music because it's, like, not just, like, I love a silly, stupid, poorly written pop song, but their music was really well written, and it was, like, they were the songwriters, or at least to some extent.
Yeah, and in, like, it doesn't happen a lot. 6 years or something, they've come out with a few albums that are really, like, folksy, like, artistic.
Yeah.
And they weren't big. I mean, they're touring. They toured, and I'm guessing they sang those songs.
Yeah.
Like, have a listen to those. Like, I really love them. Yeah. I think they're great.
They had one song, maybe it's called Take Me Out or something like that, that's, like, recent, and it had kind of, like, a slight 80s vibe to it. Like, it was a little bit synthy, and I really liked it, yeah. And it's – I'm always impressed by people – I love my sister, but we would never have a band together. Like, I'm like, how do you – we would just fight too much. Like, I'm like, good for them for being
able
to work together.
They're
together.
So sweet. They're so
it's really
together.
Cute.
The same thing with Tia and Tamara. So
Yeah. I know. It's funny when, like, twins start doing shows apart from each other. Like, it happened to them, and it happened to Dylan and Cole Sprouse. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I mean, I guess at some point you kind of want
to
be your own person. Yeah.
You can't just keep – you're not a pair. You're just individual.
Okay, I guess we'll kind of get into the movie. So Twitch is 1 and 2. The first one came out on October 14th, 2005. I'm going to ask you the same question twice, but slightly different. What do you think you were doing that day?
Oh, 2005. I was.
That's almost 18 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I was at university. I guess I graduated in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was working. I had a job.
Where'd you work?
And I had at Best Buy.
Nice. Oh, hey, did you get to wear the cute outfit?
With the ugly polo. And the khakis, yes.
You get to wear khakis every day.
Yes,
how fun,
So I was going to school, and like I said, I was a music major, so I had to spend time practicing music.
Yeah.
And there was other things that went with that. Like, you were in concerts, you had to perform in front of the department, like, weekly. So I just missed Twitches at that time.
Okay,
I wasn't in front of a TV that much.
Did you know it came out, or was like?
I think I did, because every now and then I would have it on.
Yeah.
That's where I was in 2005.
What about the other one? October 12, 2007.
Seven.
Yeah.
So
do you think your life was slightly different, or that's when you graduated?
That's when I graduated.
Okay.
That's the year I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
So I was no longer in school, and I was working full time. I may have been watching TV a bit more, but again, didn't watch it then, and didn't catch up on the first one.
Yeah.
Because at that time, there was no streaming. You had to watch it when it was rerun. It was a Halloween movie, so it was probably
on
running during October.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I missed it.
Yeah. I think so. The first one and second one I remember coming out. I would have watched the first one. That would have been big then. The second one, I think, because I watched Disney Channel, but not as much in middle school. Uh-huh. So I would have been kind of tuned out. But I did watch a lot of Sister Sister at the time. Which, okay, when did Sister Sister end? Because it was a few years before
94
this.
94 to 99.
Oh, it's all 90s. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's funny. I think they got popular, not that they weren't, but like Sister Sister was huge. And I think like there were so many reruns. I wonder if Disney was like, hey, we got all these kids watching the reruns. You need to be in this movie.
Yeah,
so
probably because it was first on TGIF, which is ABC, not Disney Channel.
Was that before? Because now Disney owns ABC. Were they not always that way or was it kind of always?
Yeah, no, Disney owned ABC.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
That's why TGIF was on there.
Okay.
And the Wonderful World of Disney and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there wasn't. It wasn't on Disney Channel until it was in syndication.
So maybe
like a couple seasons in, they started airing it on Disney Channel.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the same for like Boy Meets World. Like apparently there's all new viewers or younger viewers of Boy Meets World. But I was watching it when it was on Friday nights.
Oh, okay. So you were watching it live.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had to wait a week to watch it. I didn't get like back-to-back episodes or like
– yeah.
Disney Channel would be like, watch Boy Meets World at 4 p.m. every day.
Yeah.
You know, and it would be a new episode every day.
Yeah.
Like, no, I was watching it once a week.
You're watching Topanga and Corey's love story unfold in life. Yeah. Because I was big into, I watched a ton of, the reason why I watched Sister Sister and Boy Meets World was because of the reruns. But I would watch like five at a time, which would really annoy my mom, but I did it anyway. But
no, mine was before that.
Yeah, which is crazy. That would have been cool. And I think it's weird because I would watch it out of order. Like even now, I think I'm in like watching it and I'm in like season two. And so I'm excited to get to the end because I loved their boyfriends in the show, the ones. And also what I liked about that show is that like, okay, in a lot of TV shows, they think it's uninteresting and have a long-term love story. So they'll have a boyfriend for three episodes and then they break up. And I like that they made them like permanent
kept them
parts.
For a long time.
Okay. So we will get into the movies, but this is a very important question. And I think I know the answer. Are you more of a Tia or Tamara in the show? Like Sister Sister, what character do you think you're more like?
I think I'm more of the Tia.
Okay, I thought so,
I'm a little more reserved. Yeah.
And you're organized.
Yeah, for the most part. I'm not type A, but
But yeah, okay, anyway, we will get into it. Let's get into Twitches 1 and 2. So it's about two sisters named Cameron and Alex, but their real, or their names from the world they were originally from were Apolla and
Artemis.
Yeah. Wait, so when you were watching it, like from the beginning where you things started popping in your head of like, oh yeah, I remember this, or was it pretty like,
well, I didn't watch it.
Wait, so this is the first time you're watching
it?
Okay
I didn't watch it before.
What did you think of the
but
world
with the whole like separation of the twins and things? I was like, oh well, this is familiar.
Yeah
We've seen that before.
Did you because so basically like Tamara's character, this is gonna be confusing because they all have like three names. Okay, Tamara aka Cameron aka Apolla. Which is funny because your son's name is Apollo. I thought that was so cute.
When I heard that, I was like, oh, that's name.
Yeah.
Like she's named after Apollo.
And so I thought that was funny that she, so she's like a spoiled girl and like lives with her parents and she, it's her, did you think it was kind of peculiar that they chose it, that it's going to be their 21st birthday?
No.
Okay.
Why?
I just, because they're turning 21 and that's like, oh, when you can drink, but this is a Disney Channel movie, so obviously that's not going to be a part of it.
No, I don't know. I just thought that was like a significant age.
Yeah.
Like, what makes 18 a significant, just because we say, as a community, say 18 is a grown up. But not really.
It is kind of insignificant, I guess. I think the interesting thing with this is that usually the characters in the Disney movies or Disney Channel, they're like 16 or like 15, something like that.
I think they wanted to like stabilize. They are adults.
Yeah.
They're not like 18, which is like kind of a child, kind of an adult. Like this is, they're 21. They've been in college already. They are adults. They are not children.
But yeah, what did you think of the movie off the bat? Did you think it was corny? Did you think it was cute?
No, I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
Again, I like spooky Halloween.
Yes.
So witches and ghoulies, like this was perfect. And it was, you know, the two twins that I grew up loving.
Yeah.
And they have that chemistry with each other that they probably have in real life.
Yeah.
Like they just bring it on screen. And I mean, I think we've seen this kind of story before. Like, oh, you have to vanquish the darkness with your power. You know, like we've seen that many times. But it was cute. I didn't think that the CGI was bad. Actually,
is that something you notice a lot in movies that are at least like 12
that are,
years
that
old?
That are older.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the darkness, like smoke cloud thing.
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible. No, it looked fine.
Not the most realistic thing ever. Like they could have, don't you think they could have used like basically like a fog machine and made it darker instead of doing, or do you think, I don't know
possibly,
how these
but
work.
I actually didn't think it looked terrible. Like I was surprised that for this movie being not just 2005 doesn't seem like that long ago, but for 2005, but also being a Disney Channel movie, not a full-length feature film.
Yeah.
It didn't look that bad.
I wonder if they, because, you know, Disney Channel is huge on Halloween, even more so than Christmas. And I don't know. I wonder why that is. Is it just because, like, that's the audience? They love Halloween?
Yeah. Chill kids, maybe. Or they don't want to be religious. I don't know.
That is probably it.
I wonder if I don't see why they don't have just, like, a kind of North Pole-y.
Yeah.
Santa. Well, they have
the Santa Claus. Yeah.
So maybe that's why. Maybe because they invest their Christmas movies in full-length feature films.
Yeah.
Versus just for TV.
I think you have a point, and I haven't thought about that before, is they want it to be secular. And, like, even in, like, the Christmas episodes of all the Disney Channel shows, they really stray from being, this is about
religious.
Jesus. Yeah, right. Yeah. And which just makes sense. They don't want to annoy, like, have a specific message that's going to polarize listeners, but polarize. I'm sorry. I can't talk this morning. But, so the movie, their sisters separated at birth. They're both magical. They didn't know until they met each other and they realized that they could practice magic together. They also didn't know that they had a twin,
right? They were both adopted and they both knew that. And then when they finally met, Alex who was like, No, I can't. Yeah. I don't have a twin. This is crazy. Why are you rejecting it?
Wouldn't that be really cool? Yeah. Almost like she had a hard time believing they could possibly be related. Yeah. Which is, and this is set. Okay. So it's their 21st birthday and they're both born on Halloween because they're twins. And so and we'll get into this when we talk about the fashion. It takes place in because there isn't a ton of fashion to talk about. It's definitely bold outfits, but it only takes place in 2 days. They tried to have them change at points, it only takes place over 2 days. And that makes sense. Was it supposed to be set in Toronto? Because it was a city, but they weren't very descriptive about where it was. Yeah. Which is interesting because a lot of these movies and a lot of things are filmed in Canada just because it's cheaper. Have you noticed?
They never said, so I don't know.
I thought it gave me Chicago vibes. I don't know. What were you thinking? Did you think about the setting? You're like, where is this supposed to be?
I always assume somewhere in California. But I guess it could have been somewhere I was thinking maybe something like Connecticut or something.
Oh, yeah.
But I really couldn't tell because they were in the city with high rises. So, they just didn't say.
Yeah. It's have you, and we should have gotten this earlier, but we'll say now. So your experience with Disney Channel movies in general, did you watch a lot of them? Or I guess it was an interesting time for you because you were really busy at this point in your life. Yeah.
The ones that I did watch during that period of time, I said mostly were the musical ones. So High School Musical, High School Musical 2, Camp Rock. Mm-hmm. But I did watch, I wrote down Cadet Kelly.
Yes.
Cowbells.
Oh, okay.
Cheetah Girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which there was, we're just going to hop back and forth between the two. This is not about the plot. This is just about the things we noticed. This is about Tia and Tamara mostly. But did you notice that there was a Cheetah Girls song in the second movie?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I knew you would notice that.
You want to fight, then we'll do it my way.
Did you watch the other Cheetah Girls movies?
I watched how many were there?
Three.
I watched.
But the Raven's not in the third
first
one.
First two.
Okay. Yeah. What did you think of that movie?
I mean, they were really over the top, Disney Channel. But I mean, I'm girly and I liked it and I'm a singer.
Yes.
So just them being singers and wanting to be famous singers, that was appealing to me.
Yeah.
And then they're fashion. I'm not into animal prints, but
you're not?
Just the fashion itself.
Oh
no,
my gosh. Wait, why don't you like it?
I don't know. I just don't like
it. Does not
appeal. For me personally, I don't wear animal print.
Oh, okay.
It's not my thing.
Not even a zebra print?
No.
Okay. I'm big on it, but it is, I feel like that was really of that time.
It was.
And even
in that time, I didn't wear them.
Yeah, you're right.
I just wasn't a fan of them. And especially, they wore them, top to bottom.
That is a lot.
That's a little bit too much. But, print skirt with a solid top or something is fine.
Have you seen like Halloween Town in those ones? No. That's okay.
I have one of my best friends. She like gives me the third degree every year. Why haven't you watched Halloween Town yet? I'm like, because I know how cheesy it is.
Oh, okay.
And I have other Halloween movies to watch.
What are your favorite Halloween movies?
My go-tos are, let's see. So Beetlejuice,
okay, nice.
Of course.
Do you like the musical?
Pretty much the Tim Burton stuff. Okay. No, the musical I don't think is very good. Okay. But pretty much anything like Tim Burton because it's kind of just like creepy, spooky. So Sleepy Hollow is one. Mm-hmm. Edward Scissorhands. My new now Halloween classic that I watch every year is Muppets Haunted Mansion. Because it was very good and I'm a big Muppets fan.
Yeah. I think it's ironic that when the Eddie Murphy version of Haunted Mansion came out, it was really bad that it was almost good. So I'm kind of surprised that they remade it.
I have to rewatch it because it's been years. Yeah. And I remember that when I watched it, my brother and I watched it together. I was like, this was so bad.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is hilarious. Yeah. And they just like kept watching it.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you still watching this movie?
Yeah.
But I will have to go back.
Yeah. It's got terrible special effects. And I'm watching a movie that probably came out in 2005 too. I'm judging it from like a modern perspective, but. Yeah, but no, okay, so Twitches. They're trying to defeat the darkness that's going after them, especially now that they're meeting, and they got to, like, kind of, what are they, guardians? Alina and Karsh. What did you think of them?
Well, they ended up being a couple, we found out later.
That was random.
And that didn't seem like that.
Well, because they didn't get along well.
Right.
Okay, so the first one, they meet their long-lost mom. It kind of ends with them defeating the darkness. Mm-hmm. And then the second one,
which ended up being their uncle.
Yeah, who married their mom.
Which I thought was really weird.
That's...
Well, mom married him after dad died.
Which that's like totally like what people used to do that way, 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 way back in the day.
Yeah.
That's
another dimension.
Yeah, so. I guess it's like a little old. I mean, it's like kind of like medieval vibes, but I always thought that was weird.
Yeah, I thought it was odd.
Yeah, but he ends up being a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, So their dad supposedly died, and then they get reunited with him in the end. This is what I kind of thought of the movies. I didn't feel like it was very plot heavy.
No. Well, it was more about like their relationship together for the most part in both movies. And then it was like, okay, well, now we need you to do something with your powers.
Yeah.
Okay. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Yeah. And then they got rid of the darkness both times. And that was like super quick.
Yeah.
So it was more about like them building relationships.
Yeah. And I remember watching the first one, I was like, oh, okay, it's cool that they don't, it's not about them and boys and stuff like that. And then the second one, it's like, wait, these girls need a relationship. Did you like the romantic element or did you feel like that was?
I did, but I also put like, why didn't they do anything with Cameron and Dimitri?
Yeah.
They gave the little look at the wedding at the end.
Yeah.
But then nothing happened. So I don't know, were they planning a third movie?
This is the question.
Involve these boys and then nothing.
Yeah, I thought that was like weird.
Nobody ended up with anybody.
Yeah. And it's what like, happened? It's not like they're like 12. Like they're supposed to be at that point like 23. Yeah. So I'm like, I thought that was weird. Why are you setting up this whole romance? Especially Alex is supposed to be with Cameron's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Short-lived, probably. But it was still kind of like, you went through all this trouble to date your sister's ex and then nothing's going to happen.
Well, she didn't really date him. Wasn't he kind of under a spell to watch over
her? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. He was kind of I think he's in the friend zone, right? Like, I think he was just being friendly.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But it seemed like Cameron was going to build something with Dimitri.
Yeah.
And then nothing. So what happened to that? He's a servant. Does he just remain a servant? You don't date him?
Yeah.
You're going to let that still get in your way?
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything with that. So that part was disappointing.
It
would have been nice if they both ended up with someone or one of them ended up with someone.
That would have been cute. I'm like, if you're going to bring a romantic interest in or a potential one, why are you making it so tame? But it's fine. Yeah.
So that's why I wasn't sure if there was like a possibility for a third. Like they wanted to leave it open-ended for a third, but
this was came
they could make one now.
They
what
could
would you think about now,
like,
and
like,
then they have their own kids and they have
powers. Do you like when people have sequels, like regardless of how much later it is?
No,
you know?
As long as it's got a decent plot.
Okay, it's plot dependent. It's not like your yes or no. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's still like cohesive with the first one.
I agree. It's like not like, I mean, sometimes you can just like, you can tell that they're doing this to make money because the fans ask for it and that's it.
And you're
like,
does a lot.
Yeah, they phone it in a lot, but like, I think they could do it. I'd be excited about a third one if they can make it better plot than the first two or more interesting. Yeah. But yeah, yeah, basically that's the movie. Nothing much happens. Yeah, it's just
sister.
Yeah.
As twitches.
Yeah. Sister, but with magical powers. Yeah. But yeah, so I guess we'll kind of talk about the fashion in this movie. What did you notice about it? Okay. The fashion in this movie. What did you think?
I connected more with Tia, Alex's character's fashions. They were more, I mean, they were of the time.
Yes.
But they were more like traditional versus like trendy.
Yeah.
I feel like in comparison to Cameron, because Cameron was like high fashion.
Yeah.
There weren't really styles that I wore, but the things that Alex wore that I would wear at that time. So like the long dress over the jeans.
I love that look. Did you do that a lot?
A lot.
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah.
Especially like all the glitter. Like there was a lot of sparkles.
Yes.
Like on
the
shirt. Bandana in the hair.
Yes. Did you do the kind where it was like the triangle kind or just like the thick?
The triangle kind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That kind was so cute.
And then the low chunky belt. Yes. The low hanging chunky belt.
Yes. Yeah,
those are.
Over like, because I feel like back then you would wear like a shirt that went slightly past your butt and then you would wear the low belt and then it would be over jeans. There's so many layers.
Yeah, there were so many layers.
Yeah.
And those were like the three things that I could pick from her outfit that I was like, oh yeah, I definitely wore those things. But Cameron was a little more high fashion.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
She wore a lot of like, okay, yeah, everyone in this movie wore a lot of sequins. That was so of that time.
Yes.
Did you remember those like shrugs that have a ton of sequins like sewn into them?
Uh-huh,
Which is also very Sharpay from High School Musical. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Cameron was a lot like Sharpay.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, personality
was also
and like
a rich spoiled kid.
Yeah, I think Cameron's a little more grounded than Sharpay ever was. Mm-hmm. Like, she kind of comes around to her spoiledness. But yeah, no, I mean, like, the dress she wore to her birthday party in the first movie, it was, like, princess-style dress, like, a bunch of tulle.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, like, this corally pink. That's, like, the kind of dress at that time I would have totally loved it.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Wait, did you? You went to prom, yeah?
Yeah.
What was your dress like?
It was not big princess like that. It was all form-fitting.
Yeah.
And it was purple.
Nice.
With like spaghetti straps and had like kind of a cross back with a tie.
Did you like it
but that's
then
what was
and
popular.
Do you like
that's
it
what
now?
That's what everybody was wearing.
Yeah, yeah.
I do. I would never fit in it. I'm tiny. Yeah.
Do you not have it anymore?
No. God, no.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I feel like, because I remember growing up, I always thought I was going to have a big poofy Cinderella style dress.
Uh-huh.
And then when I went to prom, that wasn't really fashionable. Mm-hmm. But I still did, a mermaid one. So it was like puffy at the bottom.
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved the dress. I mean, now like looking at the dress she wore at the birth party, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's very dated. And then the second movie, there's a wedding at the end because their two like guardians get married.
Now that I liked.
You like the dresses they wore in that?
Well,
yeah.
Well, so was it Cameron that, Cameron had the, so she had been trying on this dress earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She was
getting
fitted.
Yes.
And then she wore it at the wedding.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was a crushed
really
red velvet corset top.
Yeah.
And with a gold like tulle skirt.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I didn't like Alex's as much. But
what color
it
was hers like brown?
She had like
on
a
top.
Multicolored bottom.
Yeah.
It was, and with like a darker corset.
Yeah, because they kind of matched, but they kind of didn't.
Yeah.
Like it was, because I feel like at that time it was like a lot about like separates formal wear. And
yeah,
like,
yep.
It was where you'd have a different skirt and bodice. And it was, I mean, it was a look.
Yeah.
It's funny because these movies were made close together. So the fashion isn't super different.
Right.
It just seemed like, and maybe you feel differently, the second one, the fashion seems slightly more toned down.
Yes, less trendy.
Yes.
Cute jackets and blazers.
I was going to say, everyone wore a blazer.
My style now.
Oh, nice. Yes,
blazers.
Did you not? Well, I mean, you were really young back then. Like, not that you're not anymore.
No.
But like, yeah,
no.
Did you? Did you wear
like
a lot of blazers then? Or were you just like that? There was no point.
I did not wear blazers then.
Yeah.
I had denim jacket.
Yeah.
I had sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the cardigan was at that time.
Yeah.
Probably like the short and the half cardigan.
That was, yeah.
That was probably what I wore then.
Yeah.
With the long dress shirt.
Yes, yes, yes. And then pants.
Accentuate your torso.
Yes.
But now I'm like, I actually like to just wear a blazer, like a colored blazer with something. as the jacket.
Yeah. I feel like back in like the early 2000s and late 90s, like you could only get like a gray one or a black one.
Yeah, they didn't have colors. Yeah. They had shoulder pads.
Yeah.
They were like boxy.
Yeah.
They weren't form fitting, and now they are. So
they're much cuter now. Yeah.
There's more options for women now.
Yeah. And you can wear a dress to wear it, and it's fine. Yeah.
You can wear a dress with a blazer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But I like the style. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
And like I liked the blazer with like a flowy skirt look, and they kind of did that more in the second one. But I would say
that's what I noticed. Yeah. Jackets and blazers. So
yeah.
Maybe it is Toronto. It's colder there.
That makes sense. Yeah.
It's like they're constantly wearing jackets.
Yeah.
They were never not wearing a jacket.
Yeah, like you could never see their arms. Yeah. So and I guess it's like Halloween, it's like fall and stuff like that. But yeah, I like the fashion. Definitely, like it's funny because like the early 2000s is like popular now in fashion, and I'm wondering when the late.
Oh my god!
Are you excited about that? What do you think?
I keep seeing all those like TikTok videos of the people going through Target, and even I've gone a couple times, and I'm like, I literally had this.
Yeah.
I wore this.
Yeah.
Sure, fine. If people want to wear that, I won't.
You have no desire to go back.
Again.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess that's kind of the fashion in the movie, and that's kind of the movie.
Yeah.
Overall, out of 5 stars, what would you give it? Both of the movies.
If you're saying 5 stars is like Schindler's List.
Yeah, and then 1 star is like I don't know, Haunted Mansion.
No, Haunted Mansion wasn't that bad.
Okay, it's not bad.
Okay, I'd give it a 3.
Okay, yeah. Same here.
It's watchable.
I like the first one better than the second one, but they were both about not too different.
Like the same.
Yeah.
The movies and the plot and everything was just all the same.
Yeah, it was fine. I don't know. Watch it if you want.
You also notice the similarity with Sister Sister that in the second movie, Alex moves into Cameron's house.
Just like they moved into Ray's house.
Sister Sister.
Yeah, it is kind of, I mean, yeah, it is pretty carbon copy. Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, whatever. Do
Except
a
without
one.
A parent.
She yeah, oh, because Alex doesn't have a parent. She doesn't have a Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which was sad. Lisa was my favorite character.
I love Jagger.
Yes, she's great. Oh, my God. But yeah, so I'd give it 3 out of 5, too. It's fine. Yeah.
Now, as far as Disney Channel movies go.
Yeah. You think it's on the better side for Disney Channel
I'll
movies?
I'll give it a 4.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
you always have to have 2 skills, regular scale and Disney Channel movie scale.
I'll give it a 4 for Disney Channel movies.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of, we're kind of wrapping up. What, is there anywhere you want people to follow you, or is there anything coming up in your life that you want to promote?
No.
Are you not big on social media?
Not big on social media.
Yeah.
And I don't hardly post anything. Mm-hmm. I am not in a musical this year, but I am part of a show choir.
Yes.
Encore Vocal Ensemble.
Yes.
Of San Diego. We have a performance November 10th and 11th.
Oh, nice. Nice. What's
November
the theme?
10th and 11th. This theme is heroes and villains.
Oh,
what makes
gosh.
A hero? What makes a villain? This year I am singing in Hadestown Trio.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
when
fun.
When the chips are down. And I'll be dancing.
Yay!
And it's just lots of fun. If you like musical theater or music from film or TV.
Yeah.
We are.
Oh, is it all That's Everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Very fun. I love her performances. Yes. I've always been. Everyone is so, it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
Everyone, you can tell that a lot of them are actors. Like,
yeah.
Is there any positive messages that you would like to send out to the world? Something, it can be serious or silly or anything in between.
You and I were previously having a conversation about how we feel like we missed opportunities with things we, you know, not just career, but like just hobbies too. Like, so if there's something that you feel interested in, find out about it.
Yeah.
Find out how to go about it.
Yeah.
And do it. Even if it's just part-time or just for fun, not for pay, but like just there's so much information out there now, not, you know, 20 years ago when I was in college, you know, find out how you can do it and how you could be the best at it. And,
ask for advice from friends.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask for jobs or ask about opportunities. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I was afraid of doing that because I never wanted to seem like I was using people, but people will help you out and also help out others.
Yeah.
That's, I wish I would have done that more when I was
right.
first starting out.
Just go out there and try to figure out you know, how can I go about this? How can I do this?
And yeah.
Is it possible? Can I start this now? Can I try? You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being on the show. Long awaited. Thank you for watching Twitches 1 and 2. Thank you for watching 2 movies. I appreciate it. I'm sorry it's not joining your list of annual Halloween movies.
Yeah, no, that's okay. But at least I watched it.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe one day I'll watch Halloween Town.
Yes.
I mean, everyone I know.
Everyone's obsessed
every
with
Disney
it.
Every Disney fan that I'm friends with loves it.
Yeah.
But that's also because they watched it when they were young.
If you don't have that nostalgia, it might not be the same.
Right.
But yeah. So yeah, thanks for listening and join us next time when we watch a Disney Channel movie. Thank you. Bye.